I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news on KJAN. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater provided details on Monday on three arrests that occurred over the past week. On May 9th at 9:55 a.m., Greenfield police arrested 28-year-old William Gene Cromar of McCall, Idaho, for domestic abuse assault, second offense. The arrest followed a fight at an apartment in Greenfield in the 200 block of Northwest 2nd Street. Cromar was taken to the Adair County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. Stemming from the same incident on May 9th at 11:37 a.m., Greenfield police arrested 38-year-old Kristen Jan Gross of Greenfield for domestic assault impeding air of blood flow. Gross was taken to the Adair County Jail and later released on $2,000 bond. And on May 15th at 4:55 a.m., Adair County Sheriff's deputies arrested Christopher Eugene Smith of Dubuque for driving under suspension. Smith was later released on time served. The Iowa Department of Public Health on Monday said there were 89 new positive COVID-19 tests and 6 additional deaths over the past 24 hours. The health department reported 399,555 total positive tests and 6,006 total deaths since the pandemic began. State data shows 1,265,610 people have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 in Iowa, with 2,606,205 total doses administered in the state. Iowa's COVID-19 positivity rates are unchanged since Saturday, with the 14-day average at 3.3% and the 7-day average at 2.9%. Hospitalization data says 145 individuals are hospitalized, 41 patients in an ICU, 14 admitted over the past 24 hours, and 19 patients currently on ventilators. Here in RMCC Region 4, 8 patients remain hospitalized. 6 people are in an ICU, 4 people admitted to hospitals within the past 24-hour period, and 1 person remains on a ventilator. There remains a single long-term care facility with a COVID-19 outbreak. The Risen Sun Christian Village in Pottawatomie County reports 10 positive cases among residents and staff. There have been 2,336 deaths reported in Iowa's care facilities during the pandemic. Iowa Department of Human Services officials are trying a variety of approaches to encourage more employees at its 6 facilities to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Reports show 36% of employees at DHS offices declined the shot as of May 7th. That's the same percent that declined it 5 weeks before. Director Kelly Garcia says they've hosted town halls with medical experts and union representatives to address vaccine concerns.
What we're hoping to do is that different people need different types of messaging. And a reason to kind of come on board.
Garcia says she did her best to address employee concerns directly at a recent town hall at the Woodward Resource Center.
What are they worried about? Fertility came up. They were worried about why it makes you ill if you get the second. So why do some people have a really strong reaction to the shot? And they had some really great questions.
Recent polls have shown between 20 and 25% of Americans say they will not get the shot. The State Health Department's coronavirus website shows more than 1.2 million Iowans are fully vaccinated. A collision between 2 cars on Saturday has claimed 1 life and resulted in injuries to 3 others. The accident happened in Crawford County at around 7:30 a.m. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 2017 Nissan Sentra driven by 30-year-old Teresa May Dennery of Cherokee was traveling north on Highway 59 south of 25th Avenue when it crossed the center line of the road and struck a southbound 2018 Toyota Camry head-on. Dennery died at the scene. The driver of the Toyota, 39-year-old Karina Campa, and her passengers, 21-year-old Esmeralda Luna and 7-year-old Asia Campa, all of Denison, were injured. All 3 victims were flown by LifeNet helicopter to UNMC in Omaha. All of the crash victims were wearing their seatbelts. The accident remains under investigation. The Glenwood Police Department reports 2 arrests from the weekend. On Friday, May 14th, officers arrested 33-year-old Brett Hurt of Glenwood for simple assault. He was taken to the Mills County Jail and held on $300 bond. On Sunday, May 16th, Glenwood police arrested 32-year-old Jared Mullinex of Glenwood for OWI third offense. He was taken to the Mills County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. And the Creston Police Department released details Monday on 3 weekend arrests. On Friday at 12:30 p.m., Creston Police served a warrant on current Union County Jail inmate 28-year-old Keegan Kersher of Lorimore. The Clark County warrant was for the charge of violation of a no-contact order. Bond on the new charge was set at $300. Also on Friday at 7:17 p.m., officers arrested 43-year-old Toby Simpson of Creston on a Union County warrant for violation of probation on the original charge of OWI first offense. He was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. And on Saturday at 2:38 a.m., officers arrested 36-year-old Amanda A. Hensley of Bedford in the 100 block of West Taylor Street. She was arrested on an Ottawa County, Missouri warrant for failure to appear on the original charge of possession of a controlled substance. She was held in the Adams County Jail awaiting extradition to Missouri. That's a look at the latest in state and local news on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.